Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, this is Chase from San Diego, California. In my opinion, the argument over whether or not Americans should be able to own guns is irrelevant. The fact is that lots of people have guns, and if someone were to try to attack you or someone you care about with a gun, your only option to self-defense is to have one also.
This is John Hockenberry, and this is The Takeaway. Thanks for listening. Santa Rosa, California adds, Americans have guns because other Americans have guns. I'm all for a gun-free society, but I have a hard time arguing with friends who live in neighborhoods where there is a very real risk of armed home robberies. There are 300 million Americans who have access to guns, over 75% of this nation. And those guns, it seems, aren't going anywhere. Chicago, Illinois. Not only do I think as Americans we should be allowed to bear arms, I believe that life is real. Every American should be required to at least be familiar with them so that you understand the danger and the protective value of guns. In doing so, I believe much of the violence would be diminished. Portland, Oregon. I don't want a gun, but I want to have the right to. This country was founded on the notion that we do not have some overlord telling us how to live, so I get the right to bear arms thing.
This is Kareem Johnson calling from Coatesville, Pennsylvania. The foundation of and continuous defense of our nation required us to have the ability to impose our will over our own destiny and circumstances. This generally requires military strength or arms. The Second Amendment gave us the right to protect ourselves, our property, and our individual states by the right to bear arms.
Hi, my name is Maggie Jane, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. I say no, why should we? If anyone should carry guns, it's the people who are students and teachers and people who go to church and people walking around in malls to defend and protect themselves against unstable people with guns who come into those places to shoot those people.
Hey, folks, America is a violent place. Period. The end. Romeo, Michigan. Personal protection. Police response time is minutes at best. After, if you have time to call them, even draw time is seconds. Protection from threats, both foreign and domestic. And there are the fearful people who want guns and the happy folks for whom guns are a sport.
This is Barry Waits from Uvalde, Mississippi. I do believe that citizens should be able to own guns. In the southern U.S. where I live, hunting is a way of life. I myself am an avid hunter, and I own several guns. I, however, am not a member of the NRA, and I don't agree with their views on gun ownership. I'm all for background checks and waiting periods, doing all that we can to keep guns out of the hands of criminals.
Orangeville, California, to protect ourselves from bad people with guns. I'm a 30-year-old Iraq vet, and I keep a pistol at my bedside to protect myself and my girlfriend if a robber or a drug-crazed lunatic kicks in the front door of my apartment. They are within arm's reach from our bed. I have military training and weapons use, but it is the untrained or disrespectful gun owner that I worry about. Minneapolis. Americans should be able to intellectually, maturely handle guns, no matter their size, number, type, or purpose, with articulate emotional self-awareness in order to properly discern adequate safety needs and protocols in times of fear or perceived threat. And Washington State, yes, Americans should own guns for hunting. People enjoy it, and it ties families together. Reasonable people, folks. Unreasonable Americans. This is our country. Let us know what you think about the Second Amendment at 877-8-MY-TAKE.